Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hey, we're doing the same thing you guys are doing with all this technology and AI and ChatGPT. We're kind of trying to figure out what life looks like in 5 or 10 or 15 years. Ask yourself this. Can your job, can you be replaced by AI? It's scary. So scary, right?
I feel like the auto industry went through this years ago when everything got automated and like you have robots and machines doing the jobs that people used to do years ago.
I feel like we're seeing the like what the predicted future was in movies literally unfolding in front of us right now.
I don't like it, I'm honest. It creeps me out. Like I know you don't want to be like a curmudgeon and be against progress because I mean we literally have the entire world in the palm of our hands that we can access with our smartphones, which is cool and also hella dangerous. But there's something about this that is slightly off-putting.
So there is a radio station in Portland that if their experiment is successful, all of us in the radio industry are getting really, really nervous right now because they have started using DJs that are AI. And they started experimenting with it a couple of days ago. It's Live 95.5 in Portland. And it's AI Ashley that they are introducing to Portland. Now, there's a real Ashley, okay? So she's going to be at the radio station, and they're using her voice.
And she's very talented. She used to work here.
And she's really, really good. But with AI, the AI can do a shift for her while she's doing other things at the radio station.
So somebody pointed out, they're like, why is AI taking all the creative fun jobs and like the manual labor is left to human? Like it should be the other way around. She should get to be on air and AI should be dealing with people on Facebook.
So there may be a time where you guys turn the radio on and it's just a bunch of AI that's doing a show for you guys. I mean, you can tell. There's certainly some inflection. And we had the same problem when we started using this technology about a year ago, too. I told you guys, they came to us and they were like, hey, we got this new technology. So if you guys just want to say the name of any radio station, Bert, you don't have to do 20 anymore. Tommy can do it for you and it converts it to my voice.
Yeah, the problem is it sounded like you and I had a baby.
It was really bad.
Does anybody else find it ironic that the station is called Live?
Yeah. Well, it is live. It's just the AI live.
It's so creepy to me that the AI is having a conversation with a human being. Like, it's one thing to be like, hey, here are the songs we're playing. Make breaks about them, and the AI scours the internet. Did you know Taylor Swift, blah, 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 you know, and introduces the song. But to have an actual conversation, but it's missing that one thing that makes you human. It's like that.
There's
I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's emotional. It feels like they're reading a blog post.
But if you heard it time and time again, would you get so used to it like you wouldn't even care at that point if you're a listener?
Yeah, I would get used to it.
Yeah, I don't think you would even care.
I think I would get used to it too. Yeah. Wouldn't even hear it anymore.
Now, I don't think that they'll ever be able to do what we can do, but maybe they can. Maybe they can tell AI, like, come in with personal stories about struggling to get pregnant, which would eliminate Kristen. Right? Or come in with stories about struggling dating. Bye, Abby.
Bye.
So
I think they're trying. I think they're talking about making AI co-hosts for shows and stuff, too. God. But there's a great link from the Washington Post, and I'll give it to Rebecca. You can put it in your job and see how likely it is to be taken over by AI.
Don't do it today. Wow. Don't do it today.
Do it today so you can start looking for one that's safe.
Don't.
The Burt Show.